The Cartober fundraising drive is on. Help give back this month by donating your used car, truck, RV, or boat to KPBS. Donating is easy and it's tax deductible. Learn more by visiting us at kpbs.org/car.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, October 25th. The state is funding a fix on the rail line between San Diego and Orange County. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Unions representing 7,000 CBS workers in Southern California reached a tentative contract with a corporation. That includes more than 900 CBS workers in San Diego County. The bargaining committee said it's been fighting for a fair contract for 5 months. The unions say the tentative agreement includes better wages, ways to prevent understaffing, and affordable health care plans. In a statement, CBS said it's pleased with the agreement and hope it's finalized soon. There's a new website to help San Diego renters navigate a tough housing market. The website by Housing Justice Collaborative has resources like information on renters' rights, where to find free legal help, and a tool that drafts legal notices to landlords. Go to housingjusticecollaborative.org to access the resources. The Housing Justice Collaborative is a program by the Legal Aid Society of San Diego. Its goal is to give tenants information online and through in-person workshops. The sheriff's office is adding 60 automated license plate readers in unincorporated parts of the county, including Alpine, Borrego Springs, Campo, and Fallbrook. The new cameras could be operational by the end of the year. Automated license plate readers take images of car license plates and compare them with police databases. Law enforcement officials say they help them solve crimes. This kind of surveillance has previously drawn scrutiny from advocates over privacy concerns. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Shifting soil has plagued the coastal rail line between San Diego and Orange County for the past few years, causing shutdowns that have lasted for months at a time. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says the state awarded millions of dollars yesterday to help fix the problems.
California State Transportation Agency awarded $125 million in state funding to the Orange County Transportation Agency. The money will secure a 7-mile section of the rail line near San Clemente for the next 20 years.
The project that was funded today shores up the track in place. So what it does is it continues to support where the track is right now. And we need that for the short term as we figure out what's going to happen for the long term.
State Senator Catherine Blakespear says San Clemente is similar to Del Mar, where the rail line will at some point need to be relocated.
But it will be much less expensive for us to make those long-term improvements and get going on that than it will to continue to fight nature.
The state is also awarding $38 million to North County Transit District to double track the century-old San Luis Rey River Bridge in Oceanside and continue the bluff stabilization in Del Mar. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
El Cajon is home to one of the largest communities of Iraqi refugees in the United States. Reporter Katie Heisen says a new documentary looks at the consequences of the government undercounting them.
The U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003, promising democracy. Those who fled to El Cajon are questioning whether they can find democracy here.
So here we have freedom of expression, but my voice will not go out of the door.
That's Dilquas Ahmad. The documentary Baghdad, California follows her efforts to get her fellow Iraqis counted by the U.S. Census. A lot's at stake, she tells one mosque. If we don't prove our real percentage in El Cajon, she says, they will not provide us any services or political representation. The documentary says El Cajon City Council has never included a woman of color. Ahmad was trying to change that, but COVID interrupted the 2020 census. Reports say minorities were even more undercounted than they were in 2010. The city council said El Cajon's demographics didn't change enough. It kept its old political map. Co-director Diego Lynch says the documentary is just as relevant this November.
It's about the system of American democracy and the challenges we all face to have our voices matter.
The New Americans Museum will screen Baghdad, California this Saturday at 11 a.m. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Last week, the Pentagon announced it was upgrading discharge codes for people forced out of the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Military and veterans reporter Andrew Dyer spoke to one veteran who says the Pentagon still hasn't done enough.
It doesn't even begin to address people like me who were discharged prior to the initiation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Melissa Johnson is an employment lawyer in San Diego. But back in the early 1980s, she was enlisted in the Air Force and forced out due to her sexuality. She's among tens of thousands of veterans left out of the Pentagon's recent move to upgrade discharge codes. She says LGBTQ veterans discriminated against by the military before Don't Ask, Don't Tell became policy in 1993 are the ones who need relief most.
If you've got a dishonorable discharge on your record, you will never be hired for federal service. You'd never be able to be a federal employee. You weren't eligible to re-enter the service. You weren't eligible for veterans benefits. You weren't eligible for home loans or educational benefits. Nothing. You got none of that.
A federal lawsuit was filed against the Pentagon last year by a group of affected veterans. They want the military to fix the discharges of everyone who suffered from this discriminatory ban. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
It's been nearly 50 years since the city and county bought Coles Mountain. It's become part of many San Diegans' exercise routines. Reporter Katie Anasta says a hike-a-thon is underway to raise money for Mission Trails Park maintenance.
I have a fun saying that says, is a good way to change your attitude is to change the altitude.
It's the second time in a week that Shannara Lennox has come to Coles Mountain to hike. She calls it an easy, hard hike. Short, but steep.
There's plenty of spots along the walk to stop, and so it really makes it low pressure if you want to take your time. Or you can put on a camel backpack and some weights, and you can run up to the top and run down two times, and it's a great workout.
Lots of San Diegans agree with her. More than 800,000 people hike it each year. The mountain is named after George Coles, a rancher who moved to San Diego in 1877. Fast forward 100 years, and private development was creeping closer. Jennifer Morrissey is the executive director of the Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation.
On December 31st, 1974, the county purchased Coles Mountain for $2.2 million to prevent it from development.
To celebrate the 50th anniversary of that purchase, the foundation is putting on a hike-a-thon until January 15th. The goal is to raise $100,000 for trail maintenance, habitat restoration, and youth programs throughout the park. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A new art installation at UC San Diego invites visitors to pick up a paintbrush and breathe. The project, called Breathe With Me, uses art to promote mental health and connect communities. Danish artist Jeppe Hein developed this mindfulness painting practice after a panic attack.
It's definitely an art project who started because I couldn't breathe myself, and I practiced a lot of breathing exercises, inventing these small lines, and then to give it to someone else and to have people participating. For me, I think art is about opening up people's heart and creating a moment of being aware.
Participants can add their own breath lines to the artwork at UCSD's Epstein Family Amphitheater from Thursday to Saturday. San Diego car wash chain Soapy Joe's has a unique campaign to help pets this Halloween season. Pet owners have submitted photos of their pets in costume to Soapy Joe's, and the company has posted them on their website. Now here's where you can get involved. Vote on your favorite costume pet, and the company will donate a dollar for every vote to the Helen Woodward Animal Center. The nonprofit provides care and adoption for pets without a home. At the very least, check out the photos. There's a guinea pig dressed as a baked potato and a pig dressed as Superman. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emily Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We had help from producer Lara McCaffrey today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Pacific Arts Movement, presenting the 25th San Diego Asian Film Festival, November 7th to 16th at theaters across San Diego, showcasing films from China, Philippines, South Korea, and Vietnam. For tickets and information, go to sdaff.org.